You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In case you missed it, coming up in 40 minutes, overtime with, I believe, Big Weech.
Is he back from Cedar Point?
I got to ask him if he rode Siren's Curse.
Oh, is that like your favorite ride?
No. It's the new ride, and it's had a couple malfunctions that left people hanging for a minute.
That's an instant no ride for me.
Oh, that's an instant.
If we got in the news that we have some malfunctions happening, that's an instant no ride.
Not like death malfunctions. No. The malfunction is it's the one that switches track. So it starts here and then gets lowered in like the drop position, and it's been stuck in the drop position. And the threat of it is what makes that ride just a little bit more excitement.
Because
you're like, I don't really want it to drop, but yet it kind of needs to drop here. Yeah. But
so a weird thing happened to me, because I thought when I went to Disney, all the rides for Charlotte, because she's so young, they're all just, I mean, they're basically just little boat rides. Mm-hmm. You're not really doing anything. But it had me clamoring to ride like some big dog roller coasters. And that's not who I've been in the previous, 15 years of my life. Like, I've kind of gotten away from roller coasters. I don't really do them. I'm not much of a thrill seeker at this point, but I was like, this would be awesome if this thing just went up really, really high and then dropped down.
The only reason why I'm not a big dog coaster guy anymore is I'm too big of a dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the things that I hope to get to is if I can take some of this weight off. I just miss riding coasters, man.
What's the weight limit?
It's less about the weight limit. It's more about just the overall size of the human. And if I was at 18 at 300 pounds and I had to check myself in every one of those seats, and I fit then, I'm going to say if it was snug then, it put 50 plus pounds on me and it's not going to work. So I got to drop a little weight. But yeah, I love coasters.
Have you ever gone and then just be like, no, like you can't do it?
No. You know why? I haven't even attempted it. Why would I?
It sounded like you hadn't attempted it. No. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, they'll let anybody within reason on those rides.
There was a time where I almost couldn't have kids. Because, you know, you do the thing up front, and it passed. Well, for whatever reason, I got into it, and the thing wasn't locking. But the operator thought I was too heavy. And the problem is where the belt aligned was exactly where you think it is. And just say we got slammed by the operator.
For how much trouble?
Your boy took a pound.
You can end up getting in on those things. They're very laissez-faire, it feels like. The workers attached to all those rides, the carnies.
Yeah, I don't think those are carnies.
Might not be carnies at Cedar Point.
You want to see carnies, go to a fair.
Well, I went to a fair, and we did the Ferris wheel, and we got really high up, and Charlotte did it with me. I have photos of her freaking out at the top. But like Charlotte was about a solid foot too tiny to do this. And it was obvious. We did the height thing, and the guy just was like, looks good to me. And I'm like, all right, he says it's cool. And we probably shouldn't have done it.
I think it's more of a you thing than the carny thing.
We probably shouldn't have done it. No, Charlotte had a good time. She just got a little scared at the top, and then I said, oh no, this was a bad idea.
When we went to the Tower of Terror in Disney with the girls, this is about, oh gosh, it was 2021, November 2021. So we're going on, 4 years now? And so the 20s were going to go, there were seven going on eight. And they fit under they're like, okay, yep, they're big enough to ride this. But when it dropped, because they were so light, you could feel their butts leave the seat.
Oh.
And You want to talk about... It was not a good parenting moment because my kids started freaking the hell out.
Well, yeah, if they're getting like
and
airborne.
So all you're hearing is these three little girls, and I am cackling like the devil himself because I knew they were safe. But I remember that feeling, that fear that you had, and just they were so over the top dramatic with it that I was in tears laughing. That when we were getting off, the people were looking back at the twins and Livy, and they were like, those poor girls. And then they would look at me and be like, that son of a, like, it was like, it was palpable anger at me. And I'm like, they're my daughters. I'm allowed to laugh at their trauma. Like, back off, bub. That's not what I said, but I thought it because I was a coward. And I also, there's a little bit of guilt there. But carnies have gotten worse.
They just kind of, hey, go for it.
No, I just mean like the caliber of carny.
Are they true carnies at this point, or have we evolved past that?
Oh, no, I think they're true carnies.
Because I love the idea of there being actual carny men out there that like go show to show and just have that carny lifestyle, but I'm worried it's kind of gone away.
No, it hasn't.
Because the phrase is never going to leave my lips. It's always going to be a carny man.
So this is where I don't know if carnies have gotten worse, like the caliber of human who's carnies, or I just didn't realize it when I was young. But like, we went to the fair last year. I'm not going to say which one. And I was like, these dudes are sketchy. Like, this is like, you wouldn't like, at any point, anything could break out, and it's because of these dudes. Like, that's the kind of carny we were dealing with. And crude, and when I sound like a yuppie, but crude and like,
it's okay.
Like, I brought out my Medina County.
That is
once.
Kind of the carny experience, though, don't you? It's weird if they're like really over the top nice and seem well dressed and seem like they haven't gone through lot of trauma in life.
No. There was almost a malfunction at the junction.
I'm thinking like Gosling and Beyond the Pines.
No.
That movie?
No, way worse. No, there was a guy who didn't know Vanessa and I were together. And while he is buckling my kid.
He might have known.
What? No, he didn't. Because we dealt with it. But he was buckling my kids in, and he made a comment to me about her and what he liked to do to my wife.
I think he was trying to invite himself into the relationship is what I was getting at.
Well, when I said, I'm not going to tell you what I said. But what I can tell you is I spoke the common language of rustic folk. And I redirected his attention to my imminent dissatisfaction with a very pointed, direct, explicit, detailed understanding of what was about to happen. And he turned white like that. He literally, you lost color in his face because I was so furious. Because it wasn't just the white, it wasn't just how he talked about my wife. It's my kids right there and can hear you. Mm. And it took about 30 minutes to calm down. And I made sure to walk by one more time and just stare the hell out. It's as mad as I've ever gotten in that kind of setting. Because I love the fair. I was ready to go. I would have been stabbed. I would be dead now. But I was ready to put it on the line.
I'm sad that happened for you.
It's kind of fun. It was a nice little Saturday. You know, you got the blood pumping, okay. Felt like a real man, scared another person, which I don't traditionally do because I'm the least intimidating man. And by design, I don't want to intimidate people.
Well, that also comes with the carny man, by the way, in general. They're not very intimidating humans.
Like my dad, you know, I told you, my dad is an actual pacifist. He would let you punch him in the face four times just if it meant he wouldn't have to lift a finger because he'd never wanted to hurt somebody. He was the sweetest dude in the world. And there were two times in my life where I saw my dad flip the switch. And by the way, not a lot. But there are two times I saw that man flip the switch. And I distinctly remember both of them. And I distinctly enjoyed both of them. And I felt that way that day. Like, I walked around like, I'm not afraid of you carnies.
I think if he flipped the switch twice, he's not much of a pacifist.
No. You understand the extremes. You gotta understand the My mom is the version of me that is like a little bit of a hothead. And my mom, especially when she was younger, my mom was a tough, tough, tough woman. Like, she grew up being treated like she's a farm kid. Like, my night papa treated her like he treated the boys. They were rough and tumble. My mom is a tough ass woman. My dad was not. My dad was the sweetest human being. He very rarely ever got mad. So to see that guy getting ready to give somebody the five knuckle shuffle was pretty great.
Can we take Bobby's call?
Dang it, Bobby.
Enough in English. You speak English.
Bobby in Youngstown. What's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. Hey, I think I'd be more scared of Nick Wilson threatening me as a carny than I would be to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ride a roller coaster, to be completely honest. Hey, I got a quick.
Both have bad outcomes, Bobby.
Yeah. Here's what I think.
Pride and Prejudice.
What I think is so funny is I just went from like doughy, lovable dad to sweating in anger in like 3 seconds, and I felt like a real man that day. Still do.
I agree with you. Yeah, I'd be terrified. So I got a quick LeBron James Cedar Point story. This is one of one. I played the drums in the band. I was definitely a band nerd, and we used to march around Cedar Point once a year. Saw it, Akron St. V's bus. Of course, I know that LeBron's not in the band, but he probably pulled some strings. The whole basketball team was there. This was the first year the Millennium Force was out, so maybe 3-4 hour wait. I saw him get on the ride in line as I got off. So I already waited my 3-4 hours to ride, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to buy his picture when he gets off the ride. So I waited until LeBron rode the ride. I bought his picture, and I went up to him, and I had him sign it. He was 16 years old. I'll tweet it to both of you so you guys can check it out. But that's my prized possession in my entire life is my framed LeBron James Millennium Force autograph picture, framed in the same exact frame as the Cleveland Plain Dealer the day they won the championship. I went downtown and bought like 5 of them.
Well, now I got to know, what face was he making?
Yeah.
So he's screaming. It almost looks like he's calling timeout. And he's sitting right next to Drew Joyce III. Romeo Travis was there. Shion Cotton, like their whole crew. It was absolutely unbelievable. This is back when payphones were a thing, and I remember calling my dad and telling him he was freaking out. But
the Dewey Slopes of 2002.
Yeah, dude, it was absolutely unbelievable. So I just wanted to drop that nuggie on you because I've been hanging on to this forever. I've had multiple people offer me, you know, sums of money for it, but I don't think I'll ever part with it.
Oh, I would now.
No, you
like
can't.
What's the most amount of money? Now I got to know.
I had a guy offer me $5,000 for it.
Not enough.
And I still have.
$5,000 would be enough for me.
I don't know. Maybe retirement, or you know, unfortunately, when somebody does pass away, their stock rises. So I'm kind of hanging on to it until maybe retirement day, or if I outlive LeBron James, maybe I'll sell it one day or give it to my kid to sell.
Bobby, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, boys.
What is the number?
No, $5,000's a great number. I'm selling that for sure. I'd go as low as $1,500.
I mean, I think I've I got one. No, I don't. I was going
to
say.
I just don't hang on to things like that, though.
Yeah, to me, it's more about like, it's like if you owned original Apple stock, at what point do you just take the bleep you money? It's not $5,000, though. It's good money, by the way. I'm not like.
I don't know that he's ever getting a better offer than $5,000 on that, though.
I mean, it is a one of one.
Yes, that it
like,
is.
So that in terms of the rareness of it, and it's young LeBron, it's all this other stuff. I think it actually, like you would. I think it's six figures. If you offered me six figures for it, I'd consider it.
Six figures.
And we're talking low sixes. We're talking like a hundy. If you say a hundy, yeah, I'm sorry. There's no way I'm not doing that. That's why when he said,
so someone says $50,000, you're not doing it.
No,
that's insane.
It's one of one. It's a story.
So is a shirt if I take it off myself and say, hey, LeBron, sign that. That's a one of one.
No, this is different. It's a picture of LeBron in a candid moment that nobody else thought to do. I think, like, honestly, I'd put it in a plaque because that makes everything twice as expensive.
Sounds like he did, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would, because here's the thing, if it's not worth that now, I think at some point it will. Look at where
I'd sell it for about $2,000, and then I'd buy a fake jersey with a fake autograph of LeBron and put that up on my wall and be like, I got an autograph, we're fine.
Nah, I'm holding out for
$50,000. You're saying no?
Yeah, I think I can get more if I just wait long enough, like Apple stock.
LeBron signed. He signed too many pieces because Apple's the only one you reference.
I mean, you got it like 1967. I don't think it's one of one. 1982. I don't know. The point is, yeah.
I mean, it'd be different if like LeBron had signed like 10 things in his life, but LeBron signs things all the time, and that's only going to accelerate when he gets beyond playing in the NBA because he'll start doing all sorts of autograph sessions at the different what was the Panini Fest that they just the Fan Fest, the Fanatics Fan Fest, where they have these guys, everyone's there. Tom Brady's at the table doing this, but he's going to end up doing the same thing.
Why wasn't it just Fanatics Fest?
I think it was.
The Fanatics Fan Fest?
No, I think it was. I just had a hard time thinking of Fanatics for a second there, yeah.
Sorry to jam you up. I thought they literally called it the Fanatics Fan Fest, and I was like, well, that's just...
They might have.
That's just redundant. You're too popular to do that. 216-474-00. Okay, in the Bobby scenario here, what's the number? I think more people agree with you. I think $5,000 is $5,000.
Taking that instantly.
How pissed would you be, though, if you saw like 5 years later it sells for like $100,000?
One, I would just be like, wow, I miscalculated the market there because I don't think it's getting there at all.
$95,000? You're just going to be like, oh, whoops.
I'd be like, yeah, I guess I miscalculated. How many things sell for $100,000 in that memorabilia world?
Got inflation,
from an autograph perspective.
Tariffs.
Like, there's got to be a lot attached to it to get $100,000. So I would, I'd live with the idea it's not going to make it to $100,000. And if it did, then I'd be like, yeah, I mean, what else can you do? You sold it for $5,000. You got the value for when you got it.
I'd like to know if you had a one of one autograph picture of LeBron James riding a roller coaster at Cedar Point. What is the number that allows you to say, I can sell this awesome one of a kind item? I'm starting the bidding at $100,000. And even then, it's a maybe.
I don't believe you. It's a maybe.
Yeah.
100,000, man, that's a lot of money. That'll change your life.
Yeah, that's why I want $100,000.
So it's a lot of money right there. 95,000 can do a lot of damage, too.
And back on the good path with the Gardos in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.